Cape Talk. WhatsApp Sarah Jane
on 072-567-1567.
8:45 now. Attention, all buskers. There are auditions taking place at the Castle of Good Hope on, what did we say, the 15th or the Wednesday? This Wednesday. It's called the Beyond Busking Project. And here to tell us all about it is the Cape Town Festival's Executive Chairperson, Yusuf Khanif. A very good morning to you, Yusuf. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, good morning, Sarah Jane, and thanks for hosting me.
Absolute
and allowing me to talk about the Beyond Busking.
Yeah, what are these auditions for?
Basically, this is the first phase of the Beyond Busking program, and it's really just to assess talent and skills, and we're going to have a small judging panel. I don't like to call it a judging panel, but rather a few evaluators to see the kind of potential in accordance with what we want to achieve with the project. And that is really just to upskill a few buskers to an international level.
And what would that upskilling look like? How would that happen and when would that happen?
It'll be over the next 3 to 4 months.
Right.
The first phase of, once we've selected a few buskers, the first phase would be to actually take them through a vocal training and stage presence mentorship and training as well. And then after that, they'll be going for a songwriting course with Clive Ridgway, previously from KFM. And once they've qualified on that level, then they'll go further and enjoy a free studio time where we will assist them with musical arrangement. We've got two composers that can assist them to really just upgrade their offering to the public.
This is an extraordinary opportunity, Yusuf. How's it being funded?
It's being funded partly by the Western Cape, Department of Western Cape Cultural Affairs and Sport. But it's also, we're also looking at other funding that we're still applying for.
Okay.
So, because ultimately it's going to culminate in October, the 29th of October, in the castle, in a big Beyond Busking Festival Day. And there'll be a lot of activities which we can probably talk about at a later stage.
Yeah.
So we'll upskill them. The plan really is to upskill them to an international level. And also to, although the city is supportive of buskers, it's not the same like an international on the international plane. So if you look at the London Busking Festival, you have the Mayor of London supporting that throughout the year as well, which provides sustainable income for the buskers. Whereas, unfortunately, our local artist doesn't have those opportunities. And they're seen more as a second-grade artist and often as a nuisance, just depending on your taste of music and their skills levels. So what we want to do is really just uplift that image, change that image, reimagine that image of busking in South Africa as alongside with any other art form in South Africa and alongside international level. And we want to create gateways between South Africa and other international busking festival days so that these artists, once they qualify and go through the training program, they'll be able to hold their own on an international level. And we'll try to create those gateways and links to other international busking festivals.
What are the current sort of rules and regulations that govern busking in Cape Town? I mean, if I just decided, I'm going to take my guitar down to the waterfront and start, singing a little ditty, I imagine that wouldn't be terribly welcome or allowed. What are the rules? How do people make sure that they're doing it the right way? Because I tell you what, I mean, we took a walk down Sea Point Promenade the other day and there was a chap with a guitar just sitting there, and I mean, he's just extraordinary. I'm going to hazard a guess and say probably doesn't have the requisite lice or whatever it is that one might need to be there. But if he'd been shooed away, I would have been most put out because he was hugely talented. He really was. He was probably doing it, again, I hazard a guess, to put some food on the table that night. And he was enormously talented. But how does one, what are the rules and how does one go about making sure that they are performing within those rules?
We are in the process of engaging with the city to create a busking festival lane, which most other major cities in the world have. So with that, buses can have a slot almost every day. So if you have like two or three lanes, and there are quite a few lanes in the city of Cape Town where there are no cars and you can only walk down there, but no buskers are allowed. So I'm not quite sure exactly around the rules, but we have spoken to buskers and they are often just chased away by law enforcement and said you can't be here. So we are in the process of engaging with talks with the city to see how can we improve and create more income opportunities. And like you said, these buskers are only out there to earn an income, to put some food on their table. And this is ultimately the aim that we have, not the only aim that we have with the Beyond Busking, besides the upskilling, is to create opportunities, to create income-generating opportunities for them, but in a sustainable manner. So the sustainability is a core focus of what we want to do. Because you can have a festival. I used to run the Cape Town Festival back in 2003 to 2007 and create huge events, and everyone has a joll and a good time, and after that nothing happens. So what we want to do now is we find that if we can add value to these buskers, in other words, if you can create someone off the street and they become a Michael Jackson or some other great star in the future, then they become sustainable because they've got added market value. People love them. They'll be invited. They can move beyond busking from the street onto a big stage.
My question would be, how do you make sure that the people who you want to come on Wednesday know about this? Because not everybody, like I'm thinking of the gentleman who I saw last week. How do you make sure that he, for example, who is probably doing, and I'm using the term illegal busking, he hasn't got the license. How will he know about this, for example?
To be honest with you, we are restricted in terms of how many people we can take because of funding.
But how would he hear about it to even apply? I suppose that's my question.
We've sent out to all the buskers at the waterfront.
I'm so sorry to interrupt you, sir, but those would be people who already are legitimate, as it were. And to me, what you're saying is you want to create a situation where there are people, upskilling people. There seems like there's almost as if there's a sort of hierarchy of busker. And I'm wondering how the people who perhaps don't already have a license but are equally as talented, but perhaps wouldn't know the process to become legitimate or licensed, how would they find out that this is happening?
I think it'll be organic. At this point in time, there'll be a few buskers that's taken. We found buskers wherever I go. In Simonstown, I live in Simonstown. Someone is sitting out at Friends Cafe. I love what he's doing. I've invited him. There's a guy out in Cork Bay at Brass Bell in the subway. A beautiful voice.
I know exactly who you mean. Beautiful voice. Sure.
So this is how we found our buskers. We've also sent out messages to some of our colleagues in the townships that knows about you know, that knows buskers.
I mean, would you encourage our listeners, Yusuf, if our listeners know of people who perhaps are flying under the radar and who aren't the ones at the waterfront, if they know, oh, there's that chap who we see, and, you know, to say, look, there's this event happening at the castle on Wednesday, get yourself along. Would you encourage our listeners to do that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. I would definitely encourage them. If they don't make this particular group in terms of being selected, we want to make this an ongoing project and not just like for 2022. We want to make it an annual project, and the more funding we have, the more buskers we can include, the more buskers we can upskill, and the more income generating opportunities there will be for buskers.
Yusuf, thanks ever so much indeed for joining us this morning. I think this is a fantastic initiative, and great if it reaches the right people. Fantastic. Yusuf Khanif is the Cape Town Festival's executive chairperson. I do just have time, and I do need to just say this. This is happening on Wednesday between 11 and 3. Buskers are going to be given a 15 to 20 minute give a 15 to 20 minute performance to a panel of judges. They need to Yusuf, go. Will he give us the number and then we can pass it on? There's a number that people will need in order to book an audition spot. It sounds like such a fantastic initiative, and welcome that this is coming from, you know, the Arts and Culture Department. But I just want to make sure the right people know about it and are given access.